I trust in the next few minutes the Spirit will exercise another brother, because it's just going to be for a few minutes. I would like to just discuss three aspects of things pertaining what we have learned today. And my desire by no means is to go of what we have discussed or to go through what we might take up tomorrow. But it will be very helpful to understand that in the scripture, although we might not read of someone that was given or that was committed himself or herself to take that vow, yet as we discussed in the morning, we have learned that maybe at least there are three individuals, men like you and me, feel the same way we do, look at things the way we do, and lived in abnormal times. And these three individuals, of course, Samson will be the subject of tomorrow. And like I said, I don't want to jump, but I'm going to just take one verse. The other person is Samuel. And the third person, you might say, that has these features of Nazariteship might be John the Baptist. And maybe if I can take just one verse of something that was acquainted with them in a positive way, so that we can make much of this vow we are talking about, and have this godly desire being cultivated in our own souls, that we want to leave this place after 2 days of conference with the desire to honor the Lord and living in a way that is separated from the things of this world, but the beauty of it is that I am separated unto the Lord. So if you turn with me to the book of Judges, chapter 13, the last verse of 13, and the Spirit of the Lord began to move him. You go to verse 6 of the following chapter, and the Spirit of God or Jehovah came upon him. That's the first thing that I want you to keep in mind, the Spirit of God. The second reading we're going to take up is from the book of 1 Samuel, I suppose. And chapter 15, and verse 22, that's another individual that might have features of Nazariteship, and these are the words that he uttered. And Samuel said, "Has the Lord any great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifice, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice. Behold, to obey or obedience is better than sacrifice." And the last reading will be from the Gospel. Let's go with the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew and chapter 3. And it is about John the Baptist. "For he was spoken of by prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight." And the beauty about this wonderful man, that what he clothed himself was with camel's hair, and also his food was unique. He ate locusts and wild honey. So before I begin, it is always helpful and good, because we are here approximately around 70 persons, and we're thankful that there is only one that knows each heart. And that's none other but the blessed God. And because God knows the heart, it is well with us to give a word of warning. You might be one that might have been attending for the last 2 years, or the first time. And yet, up to this moment, you came under teaching and exhortation and applications that in so many ways it pertains those that know Christ as their personal Savior. Those that have said to Christ Jesus, yes, I trust in you. I want you to come into my life. You are my Lord and Savior. Most of our conversations and Bible reading was circled around such a theme for those that know Christ as Savior to be exhorted to walk in a path of separation and to take this vow upon us in a spiritual way as far as Christianity is concerned. So most of the conversation was circled toward the saints, toward the believers. But I need to give you a word if you are still without the Savior. That everything you have heard up to now, everything you have heard up to now means nothing if you are still rebellious. If you are still in that mode of things that I am still rejecting the unspeakable gift of God, and I'm still saying no to the love of God that was demonstrated toward me, toward you, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and up to this moment, I dare to say no to God. And you heard so much about God and His love, and you heard so much about the Savior that went to the cross. We sang tonight about how He was made sin for us. Why do you think the darling of heaven would become not become made sin for you and for me? So that, listen, in a simple way, so that He can save your soul, so that He can pull it from its way to destruction, from its way to hell, and bring it into a ground of reconciliation with God, where God is satisfied, where God desired to save your soul. And one day, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. And soon, very soon, you will be in heaven with His beloved Son. That is what's in the heart of God. For God desire that no man to perish. He doesn't have such a desire. And He brought you here for these next 2 days, so that you might consider the destiny of your soul, so that you can really take it to heart that God loved me so much that the Lord Jesus Himself, the eternal Son of God, was willing to come to earth and be acquainted with our circumstances, not only to be acquainted, but to pay the penalty for sin and sins if you will know Him as Savior. Remember, He died for you. And He died for all of us. The difference is this. Many of us here have said yes to Him. We have trusted in His finished work on Calvary. We have trusted that God have displayed His stamp of approval, raised Him from amongst the dead. And now, listen, when we look toward heaven in the eyes of faith, we don't look and see something mysterious. We see our blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of God. And He is there, still with the same voice, same invitation, come unto me, and I will give you rest. If you are restless, and if you need a Savior, the Lord Jesus still, up to now, through His Word, come unto me, and I trust that you will consider to come to Him. But for us as saints, oh, that's good, but I wasn't looking for this. What's the time, brother?
10 to 8.
And it's still 8:30, right?
Yes.
So I'm just going to again remind the brethren, I'm taking 10 more minutes. So be exercised before the Lord.